Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 886 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Vicky, but before we get to that, I just want to thank today's sponsor of this episode, and that is ZipRecruiter. You know, if you're hiring, it can be very difficult, right? Do you know where to post your jobs to find the best candidates? Probably not. Finding a great candidate can be very, very tough. But with the ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 job sites with just one click. And actually, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. Super cool. And actually, you can try it out for free. That's right, free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. And try it out for free. All right, thanks so much. And here's today's question from Vicky.
Hi, Pat. My name is Vicky Weinberg, and I have a small company called Tiny Chipmunk, which produces premium baby products. I started up my business last year, and as part of that, I set up a blog to run alongside it. I wanted to blog about my experiences with the business for two reasons. One, to make myself more personable. So the company was about me, you know, not just like a faceless corporation. It's something I've heard on your podcast a few times, actually. And the other one was to maybe help or inspire other people who wanted to set up similar businesses. I've been really open about what I've done, what's worked, mistakes I've made, and I thought it might be useful. My customers seem to like it, but I'm now getting to the stage where I'm starting to look at relationships with retailers and distributors, and I'm feeling a bit vulnerable about having this blog that so publicly tells anyone who wants to that it's just me, a mum of two, working from my kitchen table. And I'm wondering if from this perspective, you know, should I shut it down? How open should I be about the fact that it's just me, if that makes sense? There's always a tendency, I think, to pretend you're bigger than you're not. So I'd really just appreciate your thoughts and advice, please. Thank you so much for your time. Bye.
Hey, Vicky, thank you so much for the question and for being open and honest here on the show, and for sharing a little bit about how you've run your business. I think it's a great idea in terms of what you're doing. You're letting people know about who's running this company, and I understand your predicament. I understand that you might be feeling a little bit vulnerable as a result of the openness that you've had, but I will say, and I think a lot of people would agree with me, although there may be some who don't, what I would say is, you know, go with your gut, Vicky. I think it's important for you to be comfortable with what you're doing, you know, more than anything, because if you don't do that, then it's always going to be done in sort of a not genuine way. It's going to be done in a way that's sort of half done, and you won't be the best you can be. But here's my take, and you could probably guess what I'm going to say, Vicky, since I'm the sort of open and honest and authentic, transparent guy online. I would just continue to be open, authentic, honest, and transparent online as well. For me, that has always been the best strategy. And for me, I think it could actually be used to your advantage, because you're going to have a deeper relationship with some of these other people who these advertisers might be looking at. And you can go back and say, well, you know what? How honest are those people with their audience? Can they say with full honesty that they are somebody who is just insert inserted this brand into their life so much that it's just become a part of who they are. And there is nobody else who believes in this brand and who understands it as much as I do. And that's why I put myself out there, because I want people to know exactly who I am and how much I care, not just about this brand, but all the other important things that are here in my life. And this is why I've been able to build an amazing, trustworthy relationship with my audience. You know, trust with an audience is sometimes much more important than just the numbers behind it. I would much rather advertise in front of a person who has 100 completely loyal fans than a person who has 1 million fans who are just, you don't even know their names, and you don't even know that, like, there's no trust there at all. So, you know, tinychimpmonk.com, I would say keep going with what you're doing. It definitely fits the brand, I feel, in terms of you as the person there. Once you start to pretend to be bigger than you are, I mean, I feel like then that's when you lose some genuineness. And I think that's probably what makes you very special online, is that you're doing it in this way. I think that's what would make people resonate toward you more. And I think that's what people resonate with you listening to your question here on the show with. So consider that as you move forward. And you know, what I would also say is that, well, what's not to say you can grow from here? What about when you start to add team members on and what that's like? Imagine 2 years down the road when you have a team of people working in this business with you, and what that story is going to look like, and to see where you came from to where you actually end up going, and to have that be fully transparent along the way. I mean, that's huge. And I think a lot of people know that's where business is going these days. And if you can sort of be one of the first ones in the space to do it, you know, I think it'll say a lot about you and your brand and the care that you have, not just for the products that you offer and the recommendations that you share, but also the care that you have for your audience too. You know, trust is the most important asset that we have with our business online. And when you try to be bigger than you are, you might get, you know, some people who might not resonate with you once they find out the full story. So, Vicky, that's just my opinion. I'd love to hear other people's opinions on this as well. Hashtag AskPat886 on Twitter if you have any thoughts about this. And so let me know what you think. Yeah, I appreciate you, Vicky, for calling in and asking this question. I want to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, like we do with everybody who gets their questions featured here on the show. So you'll hear from my executive assistant not too far from now, so that we can collect your physical address and send that to you free of charge. Doesn't matter where you are. It sounds like you're living elsewhere, or maybe you just have this amazing accent in the US. Either way, we're going to send it to you. And then finally, for anybody else who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. All right. And finally, here's a quote to finish off the day. And this is from Baltazar Gracian. Wise men appreciate all men, for they see the good in each and know how hard it is to make anything good. I love that. Obviously, it's not just men and women, everybody. Love you guys. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.